It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. The FBI arrested a cruise ship employee in Juneau Tuesday, the day after he allegedly stabbed multiple people with scissors aboard the Norwegian Encore. 35-year-old Ntando Sagoni of South Africa was charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. He faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. In an interview, FBI Public Affairs Officer Chloe Martin says the agency continues to investigate the case.
This was an isolated incident and there is no threat to other passengers.
According to a release from the U.S. Department of Justice and a criminal affidavit filed in federal court, cruise ship employees noticed Sagoni trying to deploy a lifeboat on the ship late Sunday night. Ship security then brought him to the ship's medical center for an assessment. It's there early on Monday morning that authorities say Sagoni physically attacked a security guard and nurse in an examination room. He then moved to a different room where he grabbed scissors and stabbed a 75-year-old woman who was being examined, along with two other security guards. Officials say the injuries were not life-threatening. Sagoni was later detained and held in the ship's jail before his arrest upon arrival in Juneau Tuesday. In a statement, a Norwegian Cruise Line spokesperson told KTOO that the company will continue cooperating with law enforcement in the investigation and is, quote, committed to the safety and security of all crew members and guests on our ships. Unquote. Authorities say location data provided by the crew of the Norwegian Encore shows the ship was outside the jurisdiction of any U.S. state at the time the incident took place. The Encore does not dock in Sitka, but has scheduled stops in Skagway and Ketchikan, as well as Juneau. The Chinook program at the Little Port Walter Hatchery on Southern Baranof Island could soon be under the management of the Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. NSRA has applied for a state hatchery permit at the site and hopes to release 1 million kings at the government-owned hatchery this season. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
NSRA has been keeping the Chinook program going at Little Port Walter since 2020, when the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration stopped collecting eggs at the site. NSRA General Manager Scott Wagner says that his organization stepped in to help by using its Hidden Falls hatchery permit and shuttling eggs and smolt the 64 miles between the two locations. The broodstock for Little Port Walter comes from the Keeta River, and were being reared experimentally in a joint effort between NOAA's Auk Bay Laboratory and the state. Wagner says NSRA was interested in further developing Keeta River Chinook and integrating them into their overall program.
It's something that Fish and Game and NOAA started that program maybe a decade ago, and it was just starting to show good signs of progress. And then that stock also tends to be an inside-rearing king salmon stock, so those will be harvested more in the winter troll fisheries. And additionally, tends to be a larger-bodied stock, so slightly larger per-fish pounds that the fishermen receive when they harvest those.
NSRA has applied for an aquatic resources permit to manage the Little Port Walter Chinook program on-site, saving time and money transporting eggs and smolt between that location and Hidden Falls. The permit application won unanimous approval of the Southeast Regional Planning Team at its April meeting in Sitka. It will have to go to the Commissioner of Fish and Game for final approval. Aquaculture Section Chief for ADF&G, Gerald Flip Pryor, says the application was largely unopposed and met the basic criteria for the Commissioner's approval, namely the location of Little Port Walter on the southern tip of Baranof Island puts it far enough away from Southeast mainland rivers, which can be more sensitive to commingling of hatchery stocks.
So we tend to be a little bit more lenient on issuing permits in a non-sensitive zone than a sensitive zone. If it's in a sensitive zone, then one of the requirements is to use the closest broodstock available. So in this case, the south end of Baranof, not a lot of spawning of Chinook salmon near there. I think Farragut River is the nearest, and it's over 50 miles away.
At that range, Pryor says the documented straying of hatchery-produced kings is significantly reduced. The minutes of the Southeast Regional Planning Team did note one concern over potential straying. Chris Guggenbichler, the Gillnet representative on the board of the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, contended that fish from both Little Port Walter and Hidden Falls hatcheries had been identified in the Stikine and Taku rivers. He wrote, "Maybe this fall I can have someone tell me what an acceptable level of straying is, whether it comes from a sensitive zone or a non-sensitive zone." Guggenbichler urged ADF&G to take a close look at the possibility of straying. If its permit wins approval, the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association is hoping to increase Chinook releases at Little Port Walter and improve the availability of king salmon during the winter and spring troll fisheries. Unlike its other projects, under an aquatic resources permit, Ensorah will not be allowed to harvest and sell fish itself, a process known as cost recovery. Any kings that make it back to the hatchery and are not recovered for broodstock will unfortunately be wasted. Ensorah manager Wagner says this could potentially run to thousands of fish. In lieu of cost recovery, Ensorah has received some federal Pacific Salmon Treaty mitigation funding to pay for the program. For Wagner and the Ensorah board, saving Little Port Walter was really a matter of not losing a Chinook program in an area where Chinook have been important historically. He believes people have been working with kings in the Little Port Walter area since the 1930s. He said it would be a shame to see that all go away. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For years, residents and volunteer groups have been asking the city and borough of Juneau to take over the maintenance of the cemeteries on Douglas Island, but with no luck. Now, the Juneau Assembly wants the city to ask community organizations if they'd be interested in doing that with potential funding to support the effort. KTOO's Clarice Larson reports.
Trudging through the bumpy, brush-covered grounds at the old Douglas City Cemetery, Ed Schoenfeld squints at a headstone. It's half protruding out of the ground, with fiddleheads popping up around it.
It's a headstone. For Fred Schuller, it says he was born in Germany in 1859 and died November 11, 1906, at age 47 years. Rest in peace.
The headstone is one of many at the cemetery that has been unearthed in recent years thanks to the work of volunteer groups who spent their own time weeding, clearing brush, and cleaning gravestones. Without some sort of maintenance, much of the gravestones in this cemetery and others on Douglas would be lost in the growth of the forest.
Often this is choked with salmonberries and weeds, and you can't even see the depressions in the ground where people were buried and the ground is sort of settled.
Many groups and residents like Schoenfeld have advocated that the burden shouldn't be put on volunteers, and they want the city and borough of Juneau to take over ownership of the private cemeteries. But at an assembly committee meeting on Monday, city attorney Robert Palmer laid out the legal barriers the city could face if they tried to do that.
Many of the cemeteries have been a hot topic for assemblies of the past, and every time that we've touched it, we kind of run into the same hurdle of ownership.
The city says it's unclear who owns the land many of the cemeteries are on. And Palmer said it would likely require extensive work to find those owners, acquire the land, and then maintain it. An alternative idea is that instead, the city could financially support an organization that would be tasked with coordinating the maintenance of the cemeteries. At the committee meeting, members were split on what level of action the city should take on the issue. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandies said she doesn't think it should be the city's responsibility.
It's really more coming from a position of, I think we also have to figure out where the city should not be involved and where the city should not be all things. And for me, this is just one really where it's not the city's land. It's super time intensive, and I'll leave it there.
But others, like Greg Smith, said something should be done.
This issue actually has been kind of surprising in the amount of community support that has come out to say, we need help. This is history. This is treasured land with people that have been important to Juneau.
The assembly voted 5-2 in favor of the city putting out a request for organizations that might be interested. Schoenfeld, who was at the meeting on Monday, called it a good first step.
It's not the real solution, and I think it's just time, and this is me personally, not part of any group, for this city to step up to the plate and say, it is our responsibility. The remains in the cemetery are real people.
The request for interest will likely go out to the community in June or July. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And coming up for you next, I'll have a look at the weather for Sitka. Taking a look at the weather for Sitka for today, Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Rain. The rain could be heavy at times. Highs near 51. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. Tonight, rain mainly before 10 p.m., then scattered rain showers after 1 a.m. The rain could be heavy at times. Lows around 42, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. You're tuned in to your community radio station, Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.